Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 16th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Disney pushes back on ByteDance AI. Anthropic limits Pentagon access. Host sues Google over voice. Startup cuts AI power waste. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Disney sent ByteDance a cease and desist over Seedance 2.0 after AI-generated clips showed characters from Star Wars and the Marvel Universe without permission. The model also produced a realistic rooftop fight featuring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt that rattled Hollywood, prompting Motion Picture Association chief Charles Rivkin to urge respect for copyrights. ByteDance recently sold TikTok's U.S. business while retaining international control. AI video tools are improving. OpenAI's Sora 2 can insert users into clips, and Disney licensed its characters to OpenAI, investing $1 billion. Netflix's Bella Bajaria says storytelling and emotion cannot be replaced, and Netflix uses AI only selectively. Anthropic is refusing the Pentagon unrestricted access to its AI models, sparking a standoff over military use of commercial AI. On the 15th of February, 2026, the Defense Department was considering limiting or ending cooperation. Anthropic demands its tools not be used for mass surveillance of U.S. citizens or for fully autonomous weapons. A Pentagon memo from the 9th of January, 2026 says the department plans to use commercial AI regardless of vendor policies if U.S. law is followed. CEO Dario Amodei said AI should support defense without making the U.S. more like autocratic opponents. Contract talks worth up to $200 million are stalled.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickert's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. David Greene, the longtime host of NPR's Morning Edition, is suing Google, alleging the male podcast voice in Notebook LM copies his cadence, intonation, and filler words such as Friends, family, and coworkers alerted him to the resemblance, and Greene says, "My voice is like the most important part of who I am." Google told the Washington Post the voice comes from a paid professional actor the company hired and is unrelated to Greene. The dispute echoes a prior case when OpenAI removed a ChatGPT voice after actress Scarlett Johansson said it imitated her own. Power, not compute, is becoming the bottleneck for AI data centers, and that reality has prompted Peak XV Partners to invest in C2I Semiconductors, an Indian startup building plug-and-play, system-level power solutions to reduce conversion losses. C2I raised $15 million in a Series A led by Peak XV Partners, bringing total funding to $19 million. Data center electricity demand is forecast to nearly triple by 2035, with power conversion wasting about 15 to 20% today. C2I says its grid-to-GPU redesign can shave roughly 10% off end-to-end losses, about 100 kilowatts per megawatt, improving costs and cooling. Silicon designs return between April and June for validation. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.